Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Wednesdays in the Word. I'm going to guide us through an activity where you have the opportunity to be involved from Joshua 5, 13 through 15. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us from your Word. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What is my Jericho? That's a question I offer each of us to just sit in and think about. What is my Jericho? What is my larger than life, looming too big, insurmountable problem? What has walled me in? Now, some of you may have a Jericho story that you are facing right now. Some of you may have a Jericho story you have already walked around, and God collapsed those walls and you have seen the victory. So what is, or what is one of your Jerichos? Write it down. Take a piece of paper, a page out of your journal, and write down your Jericho. Now let's look in God's Word. Joshua 5, 13 through 15. Turn in your Bibles to Joshua 5, 13 through 15. When Joshua was by Jericho, his looming large problem, he lifted his eyes and looked. And behold, a man was standing before him. Now let's stop right there. I like to envision what is going on in the Word of God as much as I can. It's like a movie that I play in my mind. That's how I read books. So let's stop right here. Joshua lifted his eyes. So his eyes were first fixed on his problem. When my eyes are fixed on my problem, it's all I see. It's all I see. When we are looking down on life's problems, we've lost the vantage of looking up at our Lord, our Savior, our Protector, our God. Now it says that Joshua lifted his eyes and looked. So that affirms that he was looking down. Why was he looking down? Jericho, one of the oldest known fortified cities in the ancient Near East, was also the lowest geographically, at about 750 feet below sea level. So we can envision that he was at a higher elevation, so therefore his vantage had his eyes fixed down on his problem, his Jericho. Now let's look back at the Word of God. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So Joshua not only looked up, he got closer. So ladies, this is an example for us. Check your proximity. Are you closer to your problem? Or are you walking closer to your Lord and Savior in the problem. And Joshua was vulnerable and honest with the question he asked the man. Are you for me or against me? Are you for help or for harm? How often when we are facing our own Jericho and our eyes are fixed on our problem, do we have questions if situations then arise in the middle? Do we not play those over and over in our mind like, well, is this from God or is this a temptation from Satan? Or am I thinking this up? When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he, the sword-wielding man, said, no, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Jesus, pre-incarnate Christ, was before Joshua. Jesus declared himself to Joshua. Jesus did not answer Joshua's question because it didn't merit answering. It was the wrong question. Joshua, overcome by emotion with the proximity of Christ, fell, worshiped, and humbly asked, what does my Lord say? And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Jesus' response to Joshua's doubt, fear, anxiety, temporary lack of self-esteem, momentary faith crisis was, remove any self-reliance and encounter me. Be with me. See me. Obey me. Take your eyes off your Jericho. Remove your shoes. Remove yourself. Shoes protect feet. Sandals were taken from people in slavery so they couldn't run. Do you see what that symbolizes here? Remove your sandals, Joshua. Don't run from me. Rest in me. Stand with me. Stand on the holy ground where I am standing. Join me in holiness of body, mind, and spirit. Stand on your faith in me. I am building more faith in you. Keep your eyes fixed on me. I, commander of the Lord's army, Christ, have this victory for you. And scripture says, and Joshua did so. By that act of immediate obedience, no further questions. Joshua, emptied of his own fears or plans for an outcome, obeyed. Who did he obey? His commander, his Lord, who had just given him instructions. And then further, we read that the instructions for the victory were get men, walk around the wall one time, do this for 6 days, do not shout, quietly walk, trust me, obey me, and just walk in faith. On the seventh day, walk with your men around the looming, large, insurmountable walls of Jericho 7 times, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, which symbolized carrying God and the Holy Spirit with them. 7 priests blowing 7 trumpets of ram's horns, blowing continually, shouting in victory, for I have given you your Jericho. And Joshua and the men did so. And if you read, you see the walls fell down flat. How? Only by God. Honoring their patient belief and prompt obedience. Why? As the first city to be taken in Canaan, Jericho was to be wholly dedicated to God, a symbol of the first fruits of conquest. They were to honor God in the victory by taking nothing from the conquest for themselves. That was holy, holy ground. So I ask myself, how am I being patient in belief and prompt in obedience? How am I honoring God with my first fruits, what I already have? Am I trying to steal things that aren't mine to have and possess? Write these words down. Swords up, shoes off, stand on. Swords up, shoes off, stand on. May it remind us in our waiting for our problem to be over that there is promise and worth. We often fail to realize that God meets us in desperation. So I have a tendency to waste the wait. It's deception and lies from Satan trying to tell me that God has abandoned or forgotten me. That's a lie. That goes against all truth in the Word of God. But sometimes we fall for those lies. So we busy ourselves with trying to get God to act. That is Satan's sly way to distract us from what we should be doing. We should be daily disciplining ourselves to continue to delight in God, in His Word, in praise, in prayer. By remaining in His Word, whether we're in a season of bounty or in battle, He's going to meet us and going to instruct us. We can read and realize that there are necessary and helpful commands in Scripture. He is protecting us as He is providing for us. And the action that we are to take in the waiting is to wait. Faithfully wait. And make our wait worthy. Allow our wait to be faith building, because His faith building precedes our fruit bearing. And we can't rush it. We have to see and trust patiently Him in it. We have the choice. We have the choice to allow our battles to draw us farther or closer to Him. Swords up. Are your eyes lifted to the One who already has victory over your Jericho? Shoes off. Are you ready to quit running on your own, running to other solutions of your own, or running away from Him? Stand on. Are you willing to stand on the holiness of God and fight every human response that comes naturally to us? Are you willing to be patient? Patient. And daily seek to just remain in His presence, to remain in His Word, to remain in prayer, to remain in praise, to be grateful to your God, for He is great and He is good. And then who are your wall walkers? Joshua didn't do this alone. Joshua was instructed to get other people to walk the wall with him. I think partly because when we walk it alone, there is no one else that is seeing the victory. There is no one else prayer warrioring with us. There is no one else who is offering us scripture. There's no one else sending us a song that they've heard. There is no one else that is encouraging us and building us up. There is no one else that's almost confronting us with, is that a lie from Satan? Bind Satan from that. So I surround myself with people who are going to compel me closer to God and also convict anything in my life that potentially is keeping me from the fulfillment of God's promise. So who will walk with you as you walk with God, as you walk your walls? Dearly Father, I thank you for the ability for your Holy Spirit to meet us in Scripture today from stories of your victory of people so long ago. The problems may be different. The promise is still the same. The obedience is still required. Your word is still true. Your instructions and commands through your word are clear. You are our first love. We honor you with our first fruits, all that you have already given us, beginning with you created us. You sent your Son, blameless, perfect Son, to surrender and give his life to make a way for us. You gave us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, my best friend, to allow us to be revealed through your word, your truth, to instruct us, to convict us, to affirm us, to guide us, to ignite us, to purpose us, to keep our eyes fixed only up and on you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. You are holy, you are just. May we seek only in the good times and in the struggles to walk in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that we just seek you daily. Daily we come before you. Daily. Daily. I love to meet with you in your word. I love the questions that the Holy Spirit arises from your truth, that I can dwell on your scripture, I can meditate on it in mind, in spirit, and therefore I am secure in who you are. And any insecurity I have, I can lay it down in front of you. At your feet we bow, and our faith is built. And then our fruit can be born from that. We can't earn your favor. We can't lose it. Our faith in Christ, our belief in him, is what is eternal. May you guide each one of us to find our wall walkers, who you have orchestrated for us to walk life with. No one has to walk life alone. May you reveal those people to us. May we be prompted to ask. May others be prompted and motivated to ask us. We thank you for loving us, your grace and mercy is how we exist. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.